AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It is live and local. Everything you need to know to start your day, news, weather, traffic, sports, we got it all for you every day from 6 until 9 a.m. Right here on AM 670 KMZQ. I have no problem with either Steve Scalise or, to be really honest, any of the folks that we've heard mentioned, Jim Jordan of Ohio, the head of the Judiciary Committee. I would hate to lose him on Judiciary, but it would be good to see him in the Speaker's chair. I think he would be fine. Steve Scalise would be great. I got no problem with either of those two. And even some of the other names that have been mentioned, I just don't know enough about them to really make a judgment on some of the other candidates. They're going to have kind of a cattle call next Tuesday at the Capitol, and all of these candidates that want to be Speaker of the House, who knows? Maybe Donald J. Trump will show up. I mean, that's the latest. And of course, Wayne Allen Root has been talking about that for over a year, the prospect of Donald J. Trump being Speaker of the House. You don't have to be a member of the House to be Speaker of the House, okay? Maybe there's somebody else besides the former president. We'll talk about that at length. John Kennedy is somebody that I love. John Kennedy is a senator from Louisiana, and he was on with John Roberts yesterday. And I'm glad because I was wondering what his perspective was on what went down over the course of the last week. This is just, I got to tell you, this is uncharted waters. It is totally bizarre. But I will tell you this. I don't know that our founding fathers envisioned this being regular order. This was way outside the norm. This was John Kennedy with John Roberts on Fox yesterday and his reaction to the Kevin McCarthy ouster. Here it is.
Yesterday, we saw a handful of Republicans kick the Speaker of the House out of his seat. Is that the right thing to be doing at this time, given what rank-and-file Americans are concerned about?
Well, John, I realize that even on a good day, most Americans look at Washington, D.C., and they ask themselves, how did these people make it through the birth canal? And that's on a good day. And I understand that. I don't want to underestimate or overestimate what happened in the House yesterday. The House decided to change leadership. That is its right. This time next week, they'll have a new leader. And while we're on the subject, I think it should not go unnoticed that Speaker McCarthy decided to take himself out of the running for the speakership. That was a very selfless act. Once we have a new leader in the House, we need to concentrate on four things. Number one, the budget. We've got to get a budget passed. Mm-hmm. Number two, inflation. Inflation is falling, but that's not going to solve the problem of high prices because the high prices aren't falling. Number three, the border. Number four, crime. Now, we can take each one of those one by one. On crime, it's not that complicated. We've got to hire more cops, but we can't because people don't want to be cops anymore because of the demonization. Our political leadership has got to stop demonizing cops. Our political leadership has got to stop thinking that cops are a bigger problem than criminals. Our leadership is going to have to reinstitute stop and frisk if you want to get criminals and guns off the streets. On the border, it's pretty straightforward. We need a Remain in Mexico program. We need a safe third country policy. We had all that before. President Biden removed those policies, and people started flooding in. Here's a news flash. Mm-hmm. The law is very clear. If you try to sneak into our country illegally and get caught, at a minimum, you get deported. President Biden's not deporting anybody. I mean, we could go through this one by one, but...
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, folks at home are feeling the way they're feeling about so many different things, including Bidenomics. But you mentioned at the top of this that a lot of people look at Congress and wonder how folks made it through the birth canal. The Pew poll asked that question in a little bit different fashion. They asked how Americans feel when they think about politics. The percentage of time that they are always or often exhausted feeling about it is 65%, angry is 55%, hopeful just 10%, and excited a paltry 4%. Do things have to change the way that you're doing business there on Capitol Hill if you hope to gain back a modicum of trust with the American people? Not specifically speaking about you, but the body in general.
Well, some of what you just talked about is a reflection of our country. Our country right now is very divided. Many people are very angry. I don't think it's any surprise that you're going to have members of Congress divided and to some extent angry. But you ought to be able to use your anger in a positive way, not in a negative way. What I suggest we do is concentrate on the things that moms and dads worry about when they lie down to sleep at night and can't. And those things, in my opinion, are crime, inflation, and the border.
John Kennedy, I think he would be a great vice presidential candidate. He's articulate. He's funny. He's clever. I think he would be just great. Coming up, this is something that we prepared for yesterday, and we just flat out ran out of time with all of the fallout from the speakership and you know everything that's going on there. We just ran out of time. It was a news conference that was held by the Attorney General, Merrick Garland. And it to me, this was just bizarre. I listened to the entire news conference. And there was one question that wasn't raised by Merrick Garland and wasn't raised by the media that came to this news conference. And it all the one question that was left out was the question of our securing our borders and the fact that we've got 11,000 people a day are coming across our border illegally. Just down in South Texas. This doesn't include Arizona or any place else. We'll talk about that. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The NHL season opens on Tuesday, but not before the Golden Knights play two more preseason games. They'll be on the ice tonight against the Colorado Avalanche at T-Mobile Arena. Raider quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo is nearing the final stages of concussion protocol. We should have a better idea of who will be behind center for Monday Night Football against the Green Bay Packers after today's practice. UNLV football is off to a solid start, having won four of their first five games. They have a bye this week, but the Rebels will roll the Fremont Cannon on up to Reno for their next game against the Wolfpack October 14th. Soccer in Summerlin the next two weekends as Las Vegas Ballpark transforms into a soccer field for the Las Vegas Lights. They'll take on Colorado Springs at the home of the Aviators on Saturday night.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio Done Right.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com, paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the
heavy traffic coming out of the Spaghetti Bowl on I-15 southbound, heading down through the resort corridor. It is a stalled car taking up the two lanes are blocked here on I-15 southbound at Sahara. So going to stay with the freeway. Go ahead and stay in the middle to right lanes there, approaching Sahara on 15 southbound. West Side injury accident is being cleared away, and probably going to take a little time to get this one out of there. Decatur southbound after Flamingo. Sunny and warmer today with afternoon highs stopping just short of the 90-degree mark at 64 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So I watched yesterday, 2 days ago, the news conference in our nation's capital. It involved Alejandro Mayorkas at Homeland Security, the Department of Justice, and Merrick Garland, and a whole host of government officials, higher ups in our government. And one of the things, I watched this thing for like 20 minutes, and I never heard the question that needed to be answered. And that is, you know, if you're trying to keep us safe, why aren't you securing our borders? They talked about all kinds of different programs. And to me, it was just bizarre. But this was Merrick Garland, the news conference that left me with more questions than answers. This is from earlier this week, Merrick Garland, the Attorney General.
Fentanyl is the deadliest drug threat the United States has ever faced. It is nearly 50 times more potent than heroin and is a nearly invisible poison. Just 2 milligrams of fentanyl, the amount that could fit at the tip of a pencil, is a potentially lethal dose. I am joined today by Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco, Deputy Treasury Secretary Wally Adeyemo, DEA Administrator Ann Milgram, and Chief Postal Inspector Gary Barksdale. We are here today to announce a series of actions we are taking to target the trafficking of fentanyl at every stage and in every part of the world. But more important, we are here today to deliver a message on behalf of the United States government. We know who is responsible for poisoning the American people with fentanyl. We know who is responsible for shattering families and communities across the United States with drug poisonings and overdoses. We know that behind the deaths of hundreds of thousands of Americans is a cartel-driven fentanyl trafficking network that spans countries and continents. We know that this network includes the cartel's leaders, their drug traffickers, their money launderers, their clandestine lab operators, their security forces, their weapons suppliers, and their chemical suppliers. And we know that this global fentanyl supply chain, which ends with the deaths of Americans, often starts with chemical companies in China. Our agents and prosecutors are working every day to get fentanyl out of our communities and bring to justice those who put it there.
Now, here's what I don't understand. And maybe I'm, you know, too simplistic about this. The one thing that we could do that we're not doing, and that is to close our border. The border is not secure. You and I know that. All you got to do is watch the Fox drone footage. They call it the flight team, but it's their drone footage. And you see this long line, for as far as the eye can see, of people coming across our southern border illegally. If we stop that, we stop at least some of the fentanyl coming across our border. This is a problem that is very complex. Remember about 4 or 5 months ago, I went to the border down in McAllen, Texas. And the one thing I came away from that visit talking about was the fact that this is a complex problem with a complex solution. But after amassing all of that upper management in Washington, D.C., it occurred to me they totally avoided the topic of keeping our border secure. And you cannot tell me that what we have now is a secure border, because we don't have a secure border. We'll talk more about this. In fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines to you right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you. This fentanyl problem is a major problem. It is killing hundreds of thousands of people. And it's not getting any better. It's getting worse. What do we need to do to fix it? My number one solution is to secure our border, to close our border. Tell the people that are trying to come across the Rio Grande River, don't come. We're not going to give you services. We're not going to educate your kids. We're not going to give them hospitalization. We're not going to give them anything. We're just not going to do it. We'll talk about it with you, though, coming up next. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey, Chuck, can you break down this whole debt treadmill issue for us?
It means you keep paying interest, roll over your loan, or borrow money from one company to pay back another loan. Your principal never goes down, and it's not good.
Okay, so look out for that. How does it work at Dollar Loan Center?
We make sure you pay a little principal with every payment. It's called a fully amortized installment loan. If you pay it off quick, great, major savings. But if you need more time to pay it off, even a year or so, at least you're paid in full at the end because you were chipping away at your principal.
That was Chuck, and to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. Don't forget, your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Hiring the right lawyer can make a huge difference. It can decide how much money you put in your pocket. If you've been injured in an accident, call me right now. 728-5500.
Paul Powell. More lawyer. Less fee.
Gotcha.
Yo.
Sorry, man. I took an upper to stay awake. My heart started pounding, so I took a downer to take the edge off. Honestly, I feel worse now.
What? One of my friends overdosed after mixing drugs like that. I don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that again.
Well, let's stay online for a bit so I know you're okay.
Yeah, man. Bet. Let's go.
There is no safe way to mix drugs. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, Aaron Phillips will join us, good friend of ours, and the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. There are all kinds of things going on. The Clark County School District and its teachers still at an impasse. What is going to happen? How is this going to be resolved? We'll talk about that with Aaron Phillips. There is a move in our state by folks on the left. There's a group called Nevadans for Reproductive Freedom, PAC, that is promoting what is in essence a constitutional amendment that would add abortion to our state constitution. That is so wrong on so many levels. We'll talk about that with her coming up. The name Matt Rosendale, if you don't, I had never heard of him until about 3 days ago. He was one of the eight to vote against Kevin McCarthy. He is a congressman from Montana. He is running for the U.S. Senate from Montana. And he was on with Neil Cavuto, and I wanted to make sure we get this in. This is Matt Rosendale yesterday on Fox News Channel.
Let's go to Congressman Matt Rosendale of Montana. He was one of those eight Republicans who voted Kevin McCarthy off the island, so to speak. Congressman, good to have you. You've gotten the blowback from a lot of your colleagues, including Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, who says that you won't come within a country mile of the Senate if you're looking to become Montana's next senator. That's just one of the nicer comments you're getting from many. What do you think of that?
I can tell you where I'm getting a lot of nice comments from, Neil. That's Montana. Overwhelming majority of the people, 30 to 1, have said that they really not only support my decision to vote against Kevin McCarthy and to have him removed, but they really appreciate the fact that I showed the courage that was necessary at this particular time in our country. You and I have talked many times about this national debt, $33 trillion. But there was a sequence of events that has lined up over the last 9 months that has led us to this point. It wasn't just one situation. We started off working together very well after that tumultuous speaker's race. And we were able to pass some very great, strong, conservative legislation because a small group of very conservative members pulled the conference over to the right. We passed the domestic energy production legislation, H.R. 1. We passed, from what I'm told, was the most conservative and comprehensive immigration and border security bill that had ever been passed. That was H.R. 2. We passed the NDAA this Congress, Neil, with all Republican votes. And it was the most conservative that they had ever passed, and removed funding for transgender surgeries and abortions out of the Department of Defense. That's the kinds of work that we were doing. But you know where we failed? Was on all the big spending bills, Neil. And you know that we cannot continue down this path to financial ruin. And Kevin McCarthy sold out Republicans when it came to those big bills. On the debt ceiling bill, he went to the Democrats to buy votes, and it was 169, and only 145 Republicans that supported that measure after Republicans
have worked together. As you know, he did get more than 200 of your colleagues in your party and their support. He didn't get yours and seven others. And that was the one thing that stuck in the craw of Kevin McCarthy, who was speaking of you and the others who rejected it. This is from Kevin McCarthy.
They are not conservatives. They don't get to say they're conservative because they're angry and they're chaotic. They are not conservatives, and they do not have the right to have the title.
You are not a conservative. What do you think of that?
I think the people across the state of Montana would beg to differ that. And look, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be saying things over the next week because, as Representative Graves said, tensions are high, tempers are hot, and I don't let any of that bother me. I go on the next day. Feelings will be mended, and we will be able to get our work done.
I hope so. Or is there irreparable damage having been done? I don't know. I want you to hear Vivek Ramaswamy. He was on Fox yesterday. And this was interesting. This was something new on the campaign trail, that he is battling the GOP establishment, and he is establishing himself as an anti-establishment candidate. This was Vivek yesterday on Fox.
Let's be very honest, Brett. I'm a candidate whose ideas are a threat to the system. And I think the establishment in this party had a very clear plan at the start of this race. There was supposed to be one anointed challenger to Donald Trump. They did not plan for me to be in this race, much less my rise. And so they've moved on from Ron DeSantis to now Nikki Haley, who has serious issues as a candidate, now soon to move on to probably next month Glenn Youngkin. This is a broken system, and I am in this to run against that system. One of the things I think we need to do, Brett, is embrace more open debate in our party so the voters can actually decide, rather than these mega donors who have now summoned certain favorite candidates of the establishment to a private mega donor retreat. And I, for my part, I'm willing to lead the way here to say that I will call on any super PAC supporting me to give money back to those mega donors, to not show up at their events, as long as Ron DeSantis and Chris Christie and Nikki Haley and Tim Scott do the same thing, I think we in the Republican Party need to be better than the other side, embracing speech rather than silencing it, and not be the party where the mega money puppet masters are pulling the strings of their puppets. And yes, that is a threat to the establishment, but that's a big part of why I'm in this race.
I should point out that you and Governor Christie disagree on a lot of issues, but you agree on this.
I think we do agree on this. He and I disagree on a lot of issues, but we